Xfinity studio here at the NovaCare Complex. Congratulations. Great start to free agency, Howie. Let's go through the five guys because I know you're running. Everything's going so quickly here. Five players agreed to terms last night. Take us through each one of them, starting with James Casey.
Well, James Casey, you're going to hear versatility a lot. This is a guy who can play a lot of spots in our offense. When he comes out of the huddle, you don't know where he's going to line up. He's played fullback. He's played tight end, inline. He's played slot receiver. Shoot, he's played wildcat quarterback. He can throw the ball, too. He can run the ball. So he's got great hands, unbelievable character, high character guy, overcame a tremendous amount of adversity. This is one of the targeted players when we started free agency.
Isaac Sopawaga.
Talk about a big, strong, tough two-gap. He can play nose. He's also played defensive tackle in traditional four-man front. He can push the pocket. He's another guy. Talk about tremendous character. They call him the linchpin of their defense for what he's done for the young players there. And also tremendous athlete. I mean, they talk about him being the best athlete on that team. He can throw a football 80 yards. So another guy that we're really excited to have for stuff he does off and on the field.
All right. Linebacker Jason Phillips, also a special teams player.
Yeah, Jason Phillips is a heck of a special teams player, but we also think he has something as a linebacker. He's a guy that we were scouting at TCU. I remember going to TCU to scout him, a heck of a college player, and he tore his ACL at the combine, was drafted a little bit later. It took him a while to recover because he hurt it so late, and he's a guy that every time you watch the tape, whether it's preseason or when he gets limited playing time, he's making plays, and he's going to make his living on special teams now with a chance to develop into more.
Bradley Fletcher, cornerback. Tell me about him and how you looked at him, found him. What do you see in him?
Size, length, toughness, tackling. There are games where he's lining up against Calvin Johnson. Now, injury set him back a little bit. He was on his way to being a really good player. And all the players you mentioned, we had just some inside knowledge, whether it's San Francisco, guys that we like, them bringing in Tom Gamble here, helping us to know the day-to-day with them. James Casey's a guy we followed throughout his career and just knew what kind of player he was and what kind of character he has. You talk about someone like Bradley Fletcher, being able to have someone like Pat Shurmur on the staff who was with him in St. Louis. So we see this stuff on tape. We have the background. We scouted him in college. And then, hey, you were with him in St. Louis. How is he as a pro? And getting all that, a guy won the Ed Block Courage Award in St. Louis as well.
Final player agreeing to terms, signing a contract here shortly, Patrick Chung.
Well, Patrick's another guy that he was with Coach Kelly at Oregon. And so he was someone that we thought was on his way to being one of the finest safeties in the National Football League prior to this year. And we see it all the time, whether it's senioritis in college or when you're in the walk year of your contract. Sometimes you're trying to make every play because you're trying to prove how good a player you are and try to get as much money as you possibly can in your walk year. And he's had a heck of a first 3 years in the league, and he's a really good player who's done really good things on special teams. And then knowing him, knowing the DNA about this kid, knowing how he is on and off the field, how he practices and how he plays because he's with Coach Kelly.
Final thing, Howie, talk about how the plan all came together, and then what's the mindset now moving forward?
Well, first you talk about the plan coming together, and I think that it's really encouraging to us and exciting about how everyone's working together. You have the coaches with the personnel staff, with the administrative staff putting the contracts together and setting up these visits, and the teamwork involved in it. It's really exciting, and everyone from our coaches to our support staff to our personnel staff deserves a lot of credit. We couldn't have done anything without them. And then you talk about going forward, and that's making sure that every moment – and I'm going to get back upstairs now and do that, is making sure that we go over that list, and if there are values to be had, if there are good players out there, we're going to figure out their prices, figure out if that makes sense for us with our structure, with who we have on the roster, and open to anything that can help us be a better football team.
Great stuff. Congratulations, Howie. Very,
thanks, bud.
Very good stuff. Thanks for coming by here. Get back upstairs. Make it happen. Dave Spadaro here. Howie Roseman on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.